Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former midfielder Shaoli Fignana, 213 appearances for the Wolves between 2004 and 2008, and 48 caps for Nigeria. Shay, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, Shay, you still work with the club, don't you, as the loans and pathway manager?
Yes, I do. I mean, since my retirement, I've been back at Wolves. I've done every job that's available. A bit of cleaning, a bit of...
Brilliant.
No, I do love those. I'm very, very, very much blessed to have been admitted back into the fold, into the family. And I can't thank Wolves enough for it.
Great. So, obviously, Wolves is your club, isn't it, Shay? It's where you obviously spent the majority of your career, 213 appearances. So, it does still mean a lot to you, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the family feel to it, the community effect, it's been unbelievable since the time I joined all those years back in 2004 to what it is today. It's a family club. It's always going to be that way.
That's brilliant, Shay. And obviously, 48 caps for your country, Nigeria. I mean, how much of an honour is it playing that many times for your country?
Well, first and foremost, a bit of correction. I don't know who's shortchanging me in a way. I played 56 times for Nigeria, not 48. I don't know where you're getting your statistics from, by the way.
Well, Shay, listen, I'm happy to be corrected. So is it 56 caps for Nigeria?
56 caps. Don't you take 8 away from it. It's 8, 90 minutes there, right away.
Listen, Shay, we're going to give you them back. I mean, listen, I'm glad you told me because, you know, the thing is, when you do your research, you know, the figures do differ. So, I mean, back to the question, 56 appearances for your country, 56 caps. I mean, how much of an honour is that for you?
Yeah, it's a huge honour. I mean, to even if I played just one game for my country, given the array of talents we have in that country, to have done it for 56 years, over a 10-year period, is something I'm really, really proud of. And at the time I did it, there were some wonderful players at the country's disposal at the time. So to have been counted worthy, to have been selected, it's a big joy to my heart.
Brilliant, Jay. And obviously, you still get involved now, playing for the Wolves All-Stars. You still get your boots on, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Football is what I'll play any time of the day. I think even if I say so, I'm one of those guys that even if football didn't pay a penny, I'll play football. I love it that much.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, Shay, obviously, we love it when you play for the All-Stars, rolling back the years. And we're going to roll back the years now because I did set you the task of picking your best 11 that you played with at Wolves. What formation are you going to go for, Shay?
Well, without any form of deliberation, it would be a 4-4-2 formation.
Great.
Why 4-4? Well, they've told me these days to always mention the goalkeepers as well, so I do apologise. It's 1-4-4-2.
Oh, yes. Well, you can't get that wrong now, Shay. That's right. Yeah, I've got to correct you, actually. Yeah, it's got to be a 1-4-4-2. So,
absolutely.
Starting off at number one, who's it going to be?
Well, I picked this player. Great human being, great guy. Didn't have the best of the career. Well, I mean, that's what he will have loved to start with.
Yeah.
As I would have loved for him to have. The player is Matt Murray. Murray, ably, what's the word I'm looking for now? He's got a lot of other good, very, very wonderful goalkeepers I was with at Wolves and Michael Oakes, Carl Aikimi, Wayne Hennessy, even Paul Jones that I met at Wolves.
Yes.
But why Matt Murray? The very, very few times he was on the pitch, he was a monster.
Yeah.
And that's number one. Number two is the character in making sure that he does everything he needs to do to come back to playing. You know, he spent a lot of time in the dressing room, in the physio's bed.
Yeah.
But it takes a test of character. You have to be a certain human being to get back on the field of play, get injured, and have the mental strength to go through those pains again of getting fit again and coming back on the field of play. So fair play to him.
Yeah, I think with Matt, once again, you know, you're quite right, Shay, in as much as I don't think, you know, his career, he did hit the potential that he wanted to, and it was purely because of injuries, because he could have played for England, couldn't he?
Absolutely, he was that good. And at the time, even though we had some great goalkeepers around, if not number one for England at the time, he probably would have been one of the three goalkeepers that would be selected at any time. He was that good a goalkeeper.
100%. Like you said, you played with some good goalkeepers, so obviously full credit to Matt for making your team. And that's a good job, really, Shay, because he did put you in his team. So that's...
Did he?
Yes, he did, So, you obviously four at the back. Who's going to start at right back?
So this is a difficult one, as to be fair. They're all difficult, to be fair. I mean, at right back, I had Mike Clyde, I had Kevin Fowley, I had Mike Little at a particular point in time, but even Rob Edwards, who could play as a centre-back or as a right-back. But I've gone for this player because coming to join us on the back end of his career, his comportment, his professionalism, his touch on the ball, and I never saw him give the ball away. As a right back, and his understanding of the game, his positional play, never got done 1v1. For me, he's just extraordinary. He added another layer to the role for me. And this person is Jackie McNamara.
Jackie McNamara. I mean, he's making his debut in these best 11s now. I mean, it's an interesting point you say there, Shane. Never give the ball away. Was he one of them players where if he did get the ball, you know, he'd keep possession?
Absolutely, absolutely. Jack ball to Jackie's feet, his support to the goalkeeper, his support to his right-sided centre-back. A lot of the time, you can see a pass around the corner. He gets forward, his crosses are sublime on the money every time. And that's what you want from your fullback.
Yes. I mean, and we know as well, obviously, Jackie hasn't been well recently, and we do obviously wish him, I know he's doing well at the minute, and we wish him obviously a full recovery. But that's a great pick, by the way, Shay, Jackie McNamara. Who's going to be your left back?
My left back, again, they're all tricky. Yeah, they're all tricky. I've gone for this player because I've played with him longer than any of the other guys. I mean, I take nothing away from the other players at left back, but my left back will be Lee Naylor. Played so many games. I've met him at Wolves, obviously. Played so many games with him. I was with him at Cardiff briefly as well.
Of course.
I mean, I could have had Mickey Gray, who was a wonderful pro, again, similar to Jackie McNamara. Came to Wolves on the back end of his career, the fittest guy for his age I ever saw.
Really?
You went on holiday after the season. He comes back fitter than when the season finished. the previous. It was just unbelievable. Good pro, good guy to have in the dressing room. His energy. George Lokobi will have been another one.
Yes.
We all know what George Lokobi is all about. He loves his football. He's passionate about it. He wants to train the best, which he did. He trained the best he could. I think he's still playing right now, and I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah.
You know, got forward at the right time. He did all the right thing. 1v1, you don't beat him physically. If he's a specimen, like we all know.
Yeah.
But Lee Naylor stood out for me because of the length of time I've played with him, the consistency of that left foot, back and forth, on that touch line, defending 1v1, knowing what his position was like in the back four, getting forward at the right time, crosses was a joke, was unbelievable, on the money all the time.
Yeah. Because he also chipped in with your goal, didn't he, Lee?
Yeah, he did. He could score a goal. He could score a goal. He's a weird, even if I say so, away from his football, he's a weird human being. But on the field of play, what a guy. Another guy that loves football.
Brilliant. Great pick again with obviously Lee Naylor. So who are going to be your two centre-halves, Shay?
This was really tough. I mean, picking two out of this lot. Let me just read out the names of guys I was fortunate and privileged to have played with, by the way.
Yes, of
Gabor
course.
Gabor Yepesh, Neil Collins, Darren Ward, Gary Breen, Rob Edwards, Lescott and Craddock. But I've gone for Lescott and Craddock.
Wow. I mean, look, you reeled off some great names there of great servants to the club, but Julian Lescott and Jody Craddock. I mean, let's start with Julian Lescott. I mean, how good was Julian, Shay?
Julian, when I came when I first signed in 2004, was injured. I didn't know so much about him. Of course, people said he told me a lot about how good a player he's been, how good a potential he can be for the football club. But lo and behold, when Les got fit and he started training, I knew what people were talking about. So for him to have had the career he's had, it wasn't a surprise whatsoever. Another guy that I picked, not just for his football, but for his mental strength. The amount of injuries Les got had at Wolves was enormous. But again, the strength of character to keep coming back, to keep training, and to keep fighting for what you believe in and what you believe is your career, is just phenomenal.
Yes, yes. And obviously, with Jolie, and he played at the very highest level, you know, played for his country, scored for his country, played for Man City, won the Premier League. I mean, could you see that potential back then, Shay?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I'm still not surprised. I'm still not surprised. He had it all. Even when he played for us then in the Championship, the Wolves just got relegated in 2003. We played Championship in 2004.
Yes.
We knew the quality. We knew it was only going to be a matter of time before he took the jump. And the prayer was always for Wolves to get up into the Premier League so that he can sort of fulfill his potential. Unfortunately, that never happened. Or it happened after he left. But the ability, the sheer power, the pace, that left foot was really, really good. He would drive back out from the back as the centre back. He went in with his odd goals as well. He would come for set pieces. And I mean, for him to have had a career he's had, there was no surprise whatsoever.
Brilliant. And obviously partnering Jolyon is Jody Craddock, obviously 10 years at the club. I mean, what a player, Jody.
Jody is just he's just sublime. He's just phenomenal. Jody, because I mean, every day, there was no joking around with Jody Craddock. What you see is what you get.
Yes.
He's Mr. Consistent. He trains the way he plays. He comes in every day ready to sort of put his all in. He never really let verbally, but he led with true example, and I love people like that. You know, he joined with the boys to have a joke, to have a banter. So he wasn't very serious enough not to join in with the boys, but professional enough to sort of get his job done on a daily basis.
Yes,
Jody Craddock is somebody to me that come across to me as somebody that made the most of his ability.
Yes,
he had to work out every day. He had to do everything he needed to do to sort of get himself up to speed and give that.
And to be honest, with Jody, he's honest enough to admit that you know, he wasn't blessed with, you know, all the skill and ability in the world, and he did have to work hard at it. But with Jody, you know, if there was a striker about to put the ball across the line, Jody would put his head between the ball and the boot, wouldn't he?
He did everything. And he tried to train like that.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Enough. That was Jody every day. Well, everything you saw on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, that was Jody every day, Monday to Friday.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah. Trained the way you play. Good pro.
And that's why he was at, obviously, the club for 10 years as well, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely.
We move into midfield. Obviously, we'll play one on the, I'll take it, you're playing one on the right, one on the left, and two in the two centre midfielders. Who is going to be your right winger?
My right winger is a guy that I was very, very good friends with. Wonderful football player. Good guy as well. Could dribble 1v1, right foot, left foot, delivery was a joke. Scored wonderful goals for the football club.
Yeah,
he moved on too quickly out of the club from the club. Unfortunately, that player is Seo Ki-hyun, South Korean.
Yeah. To be honest, he come to Wolves and he was a bit of a revelation because he loved to beat players. He loved to attack. He loved to, you know, get the ball in the box. He was a typical old-fashioned winger, wasn't he?
Very old-fashioned. He came in all shy initially, and well, he didn't know what to expect. He didn't know what to do. But as soon as he got to grips with English football, he was unstoppable at times. He would take players on, could cross the ball right foot, left foot, could shoot with both feet. He was just something else. It was unbelievable. I mean, and he's got a great competition. I've got Michael Keighley there.
Yes.
I've got Sean Newton. I've got Michael McIndoe at a particular point in time. So, for me to have selected him, I rate him so highly.
Oh, exactly. And then, to be honest, after Wolves, I believe one of the clubs he went to was Reading. He did go to have a good career as well, didn't he, Shay? But he did leave too early.
He went to the World Cup as well. I think they reached the semi final of the Korea. Is it the Japan Korea World Cup?
That's right, yeah.
Good player.
What a player. So who's going to go on the left hand side, Shay?
On the left hand side is another tricky one. I went back and forth on this one. Eventually, I settled for Matt Jarvis.
Matt Jarvis.
Com- competing with Matt was Rowan Ricketts, was Stephen Ward, was Kevin Cooper at a particular point in time.
Of course.
Who I thought was Kevin Cooper's delivery, so that left peg was unbelievable. It was unreal. But I've gone for Matt Jarvis because, again, I saw a boy became a man in the Wolves team. He came in all shy, unassured, didn't know what to expect. Wolves seemed like a very big club, of course, with the characters we had there at the time. But as soon as he came into his own, understood the boys and the club a little bit better, he blossomed.
Yes.
And we all saw what he became eventually. So, I mean, fair play to Mick McCarthy, fair play to Terry Connor, who will drill him every afternoon, make sure you're he's more reaffirming his belief, because there was something there that they saw, but he was too shy to make those things come out. And it took a lot of work from those managers, from those coaches, to sort of get the best out of him.
Yeah, and to be fair to Matt, he's one that actually probably did realise his potential. He went on, obviously, to get his, you know, a solitary England cap. He played for West Ham in the Premier League. Yeah. You know, he did have Norwich City. He did have a good career after Wolves, didn't he? So he did reach his potential.
Absolutely, he did. I mean, I see him do media these days, and I'm thinking that young, shy chap that came in a few years ago, all of a sudden is doing media in front of everybody. So fair play. It's testament to what he's achieved and testament to those drills, those things that made Matt Jarvis.
Yes. And what a lovely, lovely man off the pitch.
Lovely,
as well, Shay.
Good human being.
He's a bit like you, Shay. You're a good human being as well, my friend.
Well, I'll take that. Thank you.
Good man. So, now, Shay, you can pick yourself. Who are going to be your two centre midfielders?
I think it would be unfair to pick myself. I would never do anything like this and put myself in it.
Okay.
But again, I'm blessed to play with this guy. You only need to listen to the list before you begin to appreciate what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Keith Andrews here. I'm talking at a particular point in time about Darren Porter, Colin Cameron, Dennis Rosa, Carl Henry, Tom Huddleston, Mark Kennedy, and Paul Ince.
Wow, I mean, there's some names. I mean,
one
name you mentioned there. Look, there was a lot of players you mentioned there. Obviously, we've heard them and they've had great careers. Now, one, for me, I thought he was a good player, but he didn't really get an opportunity. It was Dennis Rosa?
Dennis Rosa, yes. Yes. Yeah. He came to the club at the time where we had that midfield was packed.
Yes.
Was packed. He had a good spell for a season or two before he moved on. But what a player!
Yeah.
Good player. Good player. Another player that I could have put on there is Darren Gibson, who came on loan from Manchester United at a particular point in time. Another very, very good player.
Yeah.
But I've gone for these two, Paul Ince, for his leadership.
Yes.
When I joined in 2004, Paul Ince was on the back end of his career at the time. But even at that, the desire, the professionalism, if Paul Ince was coming from Liverpool and is getting to training before me, that lives just 2 minutes away, he tells me something, doesn't it?
You know? Yeah, Shay, where was you? Look, Shay, look.
I live in Techno. No, well, I didn't come late, I'm just saying. But again, if resumption was 10 o'clock, I was strolling in at 5 minutes to. Paulins has been there since 9:30, coming from Liverpool.
Listen, Shay, I've got to say about your timekeeping. The Wolves All-Stars, mate. What we do now, say if it's a 2 o'clock kick-off, we actually tell Shay it's a 1 o'clock kick-off so he gets there on time.
Oh, can't be that bad. Come on, Jace.
I mean, but you're right. Paulins, what a professional. I mean, he was just, he come at the right time, you know, probably the wrong time for us in terms of his you know, he was at the back end of his career, but we needed that experience, didn't we?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, he galvanised the whole place. I mean, I didn't pick him based on just his professionalism, but his football. Even at that age,
yes,
he was what a player. Paulins rarely gave the ball away. Rarely. Rarely. He was that good. Even at that age, he had legs. He would get in the box, score the odd goal.
Yeah.
Just a great pro all round. And so, for someone that has done what he's done before, I mean, I was privileged enough to play with him, or to even train with him, let alone play with him on the same pitch with him. He's just unbelievable.
And he was
great
one
leader,
of them
great
players,
character.
Shay. He was one of them players that wanted the ball, because that's important as well, isn't it? When you're in midfield and you might be in a bit of trouble, he's one of them players that always wants the ball, isn't he?
The Molineux is a great place to play football when everything is going well. When things are not going well, I trust you, you will be very, very careful to sort of receive that ball. Paulin's got the ball at any time. It didn't matter what was happening. He wanted the ball every time.
Yes, yeah.
Every time. And he did something with it. It's all right wanting the ball and giving it away. But every time he got the ball, something happened because he was that clever. He's learned a lot of this. He's got this aura about him. He's got this thing about him that he knew what was around him all the time. He knew when to turn and he knew when to sort of spin around the corner and this went to, he knows when to sort of get it back to the centre back to open up again and get it. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And again, at that age, I would imagine playing with him when he was 24.
Yeah. Can you imagine knocking 10 years off Paul Ince at that time? Yeah.
Oh, great, great guy, great footballer, great leader.
Brilliant. So who is going to who's going to be in midfield with Paul?
I couldn't leave this player out because I thought he was just a good player, good pro. Wanted it good for everybody. He could score, he could deliver for the ball, he could play a left back, he could play a left wing, he could play in the midfield, he could play behind the centre forward if he needed to. In Mark Kennedy.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, Kennedy was just, to be fair, I played with him in the midfield a few times, and you know, the manager, Bernardo, would look at him one time and just say, you know, I need you as a left back. Oh, okay, let's go. Oh, next game you're playing behind the centre forward. Oh, right, okay. If it's football, I'm playing. But again, what a player.
Yeah.
Good left foot, he worked really, 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 really hard, loves his football, great guy to have in the dressing room, because scored the odd goal, delivery was just like drinking water.
Yeah, I mean, he had a right left foot on him, and that's why he did play at the highest level for Liverpool, for the Republic of Ireland. What a player.
Yeah, yeah. And then good captain material as well. So he deputised Paul Ince, and in Paul Ince's absence, he would take on the mantle and lead from the front.
Brilliant. So, getting your goal, Shay, who are going to be your two centre-forwards?
These two I've picked are predators. They just... They get the job done. I pick them for different reasons, but again, as I've been doing for the rest of the positions, I'll go through the number of centre forwards
the nominations
played with. well, very, very fortunate to have played with Carl Court, with Jay Bofroid, George Ndah, Dennis Sturridge, Leon Clark, Andy Keogh, Henry Kamara, Freddie Eastwood, Kenny Miller, and Sylvain Ebans-Blake.
Well, I mean, wow, I forgot you played with, like, Henry Kamara. I forgot you played with some of them players. I mean, there is some serious players there.
I tell you what, some great players. Some wonder, not forgetting Vio Ganier.
Of course, Vio.
Another forceful centre-forward.
Yeah.
Forceful centre-forward. But I've gone for these two because they're slightly edgy. They get the job done.
Yep.
They get the job done. Sylvain Ebans-Blake and Kenny Miller. Kenny Miller was a warrior. He was just a warrior. Kenny Miller is just one of them centre forwards that, from the blast of the whistle, if we don't hear the final whistle, the game is still going on. He will fight you. He will pinch you if he has to. He will continue to make those runs, and he was a menace until he got what he wanted.
Yes.
He was just a son in defender's flesh. Not the biggest, not the most physical, but he knew he had to have something to his game, which was pace. He was very, very quick on the turn. He was very, very instinctive. Before you know what's going on, he's there. Produce the good. Wonderful guy as well to have in the dressing room. Himself and Paul Ince always have a right go at each other because they are both big characters.
Yes, I bet. And with Kenny, I mean, I believe he's only just retired at the young age of 40. I mean, he's had a great career, but he's looked after himself, hasn't he, Shane?
He has indeed. He has always been, has always done. With all those bravado, with all those banter and what have you, he looked after himself. He's one of them, again, that came in for pre-season, fitter than he left the season prior.
Yeah.
Good pro. So for him to have had the career he's had, I'm not surprised at all.
Yes.
I'm not surprised at all.
And obviously international, and, you know, he's played in the Premier League. He's had a great career. But
partnering
Sylvain Ebans-Blake, I mean, I remember those years when obviously he first come on the scene for Wolves, and he was a big signing at the time, but he delivered the goods, didn't he?
He did deliver the goods. Sylvain Ebans-Blake is not the best trainer I've ever seen. But in terms of, this is the job I need to do, I'm going to get it done for the team and for myself.
Yes.
That's why I've picked him, really. He's a centre forward and he scores you goals. Give him a yard, give him an inch, He's shooting that ball. He knows where the goal is.
Yes.
So for me, he's a match player. And again, like I said, we had the likes of Jay Botfroy, who scored worldies. We had George Ndah, who was injured a lot at the time, but the few games he played, pure class. Could score goal, he could assist, he could play in the midfield if he needed to, he could play on the wing. Intelligent, very, very intelligent player. Dean Sturridge is another one. So the list is endless. But Sylvain Ebang's place gets you goals.
And
I'm a centre forward, I score goals, end of story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sylvain as well. I watched some of the footage recently from his time at Wolves. And I think what was his strength was his positioning, because if there was a ball dragged back to the edge of the 6-yard box or a ball put over the top, he'd always be there, wouldn't he?
He will always be there. He's just a goal scorer. He's a goal poacher. He came alive in the box and he knew his strength. Sylvain Ebang plays coming into the midfield. He's not coming in there because he wants to dribble anybody. I'm just there to sort of play my pass, set it back to the midfield player. In the box, movement was unbelievable. And yeah, like I said, he doesn't need 3, 4, 5 touches. One touch, control is done. One touch is there, putting the ball in the back of the net. 1 minute is there, the next minute he's just on the back of you, scoring his goal, doing his thing. Oh. So he knew his environment, he knew what he needed to do once that ball is in the box.
And to be honest, he would chase lost causes. We all remember that goal at Charlton.
Of course.
Where you know, that's pretty much going out of play, and you know, he brings it back in and creates himself a chance and scores a wonderful goal. But that was the player he was, wasn't it, Shay?
Absolutely. Well, chasing lost causes, I'm not sure it's part of Sylvain Ebang's Blake, but Mick demanded it, so he had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, but like you said, his goal record spoke for itself. I mean, he did score a lot of goals, didn't he?
It's a lot of goals, and a lot of very, very important goals. So there were lots of goals. We won 2-1, 1-0. It was tight, and he just came up with the goods from somewhere, from nowhere. Only Blakey can understand, can explain how he did it, but it was just a predator. But it's a good goal scorer.
And who would manage this team? Because I know, obviously, you played under a couple of managers, Shay, I believe three. Who would... is that right? Did you play under James Jones, Glenn Hoddle and Mick McCarthy?
Yes, and Mick McCarthy, yes. All great managers for different reasons. Glenn Hoddle was the best tactical manager I ever worked with.
Really?
During my football. He was just way ahead of his time. We'll play 4-4-2 in this game. It doesn't matter whether you win 4-0 or whatever. It's changing the system the following week. And the fact that I scored a brace in this game doesn't mean I'm going to be on the bench even in the next game, because he might not need me for that game, because it's Cindy. It was just phenomenal. It was just unbelievable. Played all kind of different systems and put players in positions they never thought they could play out. I could be playing on the wing this week. I could be playing in the midfield the next. I could be playing behind the centre forward. It was just way ahead of his time.
Yes.
Mick McCarthy I've gone for because you knew where you got from McCarthy.
Yes.
4-4-2, work hard. These are the basics of things. These are the basics you need to do. I take care of the results. You just go on the field, pitch, and do everything I ask of you, and let me worry about the result.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you were crap on a Saturday, it would be the first person to tell you you weren't very good on Saturday without missing words. But it would be the first to say good morning on a Monday morning, because that's done. I love people like that. Spoke his mind. There's no healing words from anywhere. You knew where you got from Mick McCarthy.
Yeah,
and I love people like that.
Yeah, once again, you know, I think with Mick... yes, perhaps he wasn't the tactician that Glenn Hoddle was, but he got results. I think Mick was a real people manager, wasn't he? You know,
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, obviously we won the league in 2008-09. I think a pivotal part of that was the players he got together, and you know, he knew the players and he knew their strengths, and you know, I think that was his strength, wasn't it, really, Shay?
Absolutely. I mean, you could see a player. You only need to see some of the players that broke in. I mean, your lack of Stephen Ward, your lack of Andy Keogh. These are not players nobody knew nothing about.
Yes.
And he will see them, he knows them, he trusts them, he can see what every other person couldn't see in them. And he molded these players into household names today.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have believed with respect someone like Stephen Ward could play in the Premier League?
Oh.
But again, he's had to work hard today, he's had to develop himself on the back end of being given an opportunity by Mick McCarthy.
I mean, to be honest, to Stephen Ward, we signed him as a striker from you know, the league in Ireland, and next thing you know, he's obviously moved to left back at Wolves, and then he goes on to have a fantastic career in the Premier League as a left back and international level, and rightly so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big example of being given an opportunity and taking it.
Yes. So, your team, Shay, by the way, Shay Olifinyana, 213 appearances for Wolves, 56 caps for Nigeria. I did shortchange you by 8 earlier, so we've given you back. I mean, 56 caps. Wow. So your team, 4-4-2, in goal, Matt Murray. At right back, Jackie McNamara. Left back, Lee Naylor. Centre-half pairings of Jolyon Lescott and Jody Craddock. The right side of midfield on the wing, Sol Ki-hyun. Easy for me to say. Left winger, Matt Jarvis. Yep. Centre midfield, Mark Kennedy and Paul Ince. And the strikers, Sylvain Ebanks-Blake and Kenny Miller. And the manager, Mick McCarthy. Are you pleased with that team, Shay?
Very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. Apologies to the other guys, by the way. I mean, I would never be angry if anyone didn't put me in their team, because I know how difficult this is. Because, I mean, sometimes you forget a lot of good stuff guys have done. You only remember some brilliances, some moments.
Yes.
And that sort of... and again, the person behind the football player is what I look more than anything.
Yes.
Because football, the way you play football is the way you are. That's my belief.
And I think, Shay, you're quite right. It is difficult to pick just 11, because you reeled off some names then that I forgot about. And there's some great, great players in there, isn't there?
Yeah, some... It's a difficult thing. I mean, just look at the midfield, for example. I could have picked Cal Henry, who I played a lot with, who I've got a lot of respect for.
Yes.
Great leader, do everything, will tackle. Again, the way he trains, the way he plays. Even in All-Star games, up to tomorrow, I'm still saying to Cal, it's All-Stars game, relax. Shay, come on, we got to press. We're not playing Bristol City here. And that was Cal. No, seriously, that was Cal.
I mean,
every day, training every day, play matches every day, he'll be on your case, he'll make sure you do everything properly, make sure you do everything right. He didn't just drive himself, he drove everyone around him.
I mean, I've heard Carl actually say a story, and I think he was playing in someone's testimonial at Wolves, and you know, it was basically a trial game for Carl. So it was a testimonial, so players really should have had their foot off the gas. But because he wanted to get signed by his hometown club, he said he was going at it hell for leather, and people were saying, you know, calm down, it's a testimonial. But that is the player he is, isn't it, Carl Henry?
Carl Henry will tell you that's the only way I know how to play, Shay. I don't know how to take it easy. As long as I put on the jersey, I want to play football, that's how I play football. So don't tell me to do something else. Otherwise, I might as well go and play tennis. If I'm playing football, I'm going to get in your face and I'm going to make things uncomfortable for you. And fair play to him. Another player could have been Colin Cameron.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my days. I learned a lot from Colin Cameron. Oh, my days. What a pro. What a player.
There was Alex Ray as well, wasn't there?
Alex Ray, yeah. To be fair, Alex left. I think I replaced Alex Ray. He left 2003. I came in 2004.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I never
played
with him, yeah. But I've heard all sorts of good things about Alex.
Wow. I mean, once again, so many great players. But what we're going to do, Shay, as well, we are going to get you back on the podcast for the full story. Your full story, obviously, not only at Wolves, we'll talk about, obviously, when you played against Brazil for Nigeria. And
okay.
We'll get all those stories in, Shay. Yeah, but Shay, thanks for your time. 56 caps for Nigeria. I'll never forget that now. And we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks, Shay. Bye bye.
Cheers. Bye bye. Bye.